This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Montana is host to two national parks, Glacier National Park in the northwest region of the state and Yellowstone National Park in the southwest, and both had bear incidents last week. In Glacier National Park, the remains of a missing hiker were found with injury evidence consistent with that of a bear encounter. Search and rescue crews found the man's body around noon last Wednesday, May 6th, in Glacier National Park. Anthony Polio, a 33-year-old man from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, had been missing since Sunday, May 3rd. Polio's vehicle was found at Lake McDonald Lodge. Polio had communicated plans to hike toward the Mount Brown Fire Lookout. The last known message was sent 8:20 p.m. last Sunday. When he failed to communicate further, park officials were notified of his disappearance on Monday afternoon. His body was located Wednesday about 2.5 miles up the Mount Brown Trail, about 50 feet off the trail, in a densely wooded area with downed timber. His injuries were consistent with those sustained by a bear encounter. The last human fatality in Glacier caused by a bear occurred in 1998 in the Two Medicine Valley. The last time a bear injured a human was just last August. Following this incident, the park has closed all trails starting at the Sperry Trailhead. The routes to Mount Brown, Snyder Lake, Sperry Chalet, and the Lincoln Lake Trail. Two hikers in Yellowstone National Park were injured in a grizzly bear attack near Old Faithful last Monday. The two brothers, aged 14 and 28, were attacked on the Mystic Falls Trail near Old Faithful. They were life-flighted to Eastern Idaho Regional Medical Center in Idaho Falls, where they have undergone multiple surgeries for extensive injuries. Jen Wood, the brother's aunt, said that the brothers were enjoying a family vacation in Yellowstone when they decided to hike the Mystic Falls Trail. They were traveling with their mother and sister at the time. Wood said, "My nephews decided they wanted to hike higher up on the trail, leaving their mother and sister to start back down. That's when they encountered the grizzly, and it attacked them." The older brother bore the brunt of the attack, she said. Despite sustaining life-threatening injuries, he managed to call 911 when the grizzly stopped attacking him and started heading toward his younger brother. Craig Lerman, another hiker in the area, followed a trail of grizzly tracks and a blood-stained hat until he encountered the older man. Both brothers were life-flighted out of the area and underwent surgery that evening. The younger brother was bitten on the left hand in the attack, sprained or partially tore a ligament, and suffered injuries to his face. The older brother was more severely injured, she said. He sustained extensive injuries to his right arm, face, and back. Wood said the victim's father said his son's arm had been peeled like a banana down to the elbow. A large swath of the park, including the Mystic Falls Trail and other backcountry trails and campsites in the vicinity, remained temporarily closed. The National Park Service says that the brothers were attacked by one or more bears based on evidence at the scene, including paw prints of an adult and juvenile bear. It is suspected that a grizzly mother attacked to defend her cub. This is the first human grizzly incident in Yellowstone this year and the second to result in injury in the last 5 years. The previous incident happened last September when a man hiking on the Turbid Lake Trail near the northeastern shore of Yellowstone Lake was attacked by a grizzly and suffered injuries to his arm and chest. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.